Apple has launched a new feature that consumers we think will love. Consumer confidence is trending upward. We'll tell you by how much. Next in the witness chair for the Dominion versus Fox News case, we'll share those names. The nation that supplies Europe with the most oil is what? Guess? Walmart is in some legal trouble, says the EEOC. It's been a while, but AMC theater chain is back in the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and as the cost of nearly everything has gone up, what about weddings? We'll share that delightful story yet today. Thanks for listening, and let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful as always that you are spending time with us again today to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the world of business. Thanks again. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? We're there at IOB_NewsHour. With prices higher for nearly everything, wouldn't it be nice to be able to pay for what you want or need over time without too much hassle? Well, Apple may have got it figured out. CNN is reporting that the company has launched an option in its digital wallet allowing customers to pay for online purchases in installments, making it the latest company to embrace the buy now, pay later trend. The new feature called Apple Pay Later lets consumers split payments for purchases into four installments over 6 weeks, with the first installment due at the time of purchase. Apple users can also apply for a loan within the wallet app, ranging from $50 to $1,000, with no interest or fees to make online or in-app purchases. The payment option is rolling out to select users in the United States now, with plans to offer it to all eligible consumers over the next several months. Apple users will be able to track and manage upcoming loan payments in the wallet app. Any loan application can also be done in the app with no impact on credit, according to the company. Apple's Pay Later option is enabled through the MasterCard Installments program. The latest numbers are out, and the confidence you have in the future of the economy is trending higher. The Conference Board has released the numbers for March, and they show that consumer confidence has risen to 104.2, and that from an upwardly revised number of 103.4 back in February. Now, what's stunning is that economists polled were expecting the consumer confidence reading to decline to 101, but it didn't happen. Drilling down into the report, CNN is telling us the Business and Research Group also asked a new question about service industry spending during the next 6 months. Respondents said they are planning to spend less on activities like gambling, amusement park and museum visits, travel, and the movies. However, on the flip side, the largest categories for spending increases include healthcare, household maintenance, and car repair. It seems like everything is in the idea of repairing something to hold on to it, be your health or your car, a little longer. The $1.6 billion lawsuit that Dominion Voting Systems has brought against Fox News may be seeing some high-profile Fox headliners take the witness stand. CNN is reporting that among the network personnel the voting technology company wants to call as witnesses are Fox News Chief Executive Suzanne Scott, Fox News President Jay Wallace, hosts Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Brett Baer, and others. Dominion also says it wishes to call to the stand Abby Grossberg, The Fox News producer who filed lawsuits against the network last week that alleged network lawyers coerced her into providing misleading testimony. Grab the popcorn. It's going to be something to watch. Well, that didn't take long. Oh, and how times have changed. The nation that has taken the top spot when it comes to supplying oil to Europe is no longer Russia, but the United States. CNN is reporting that in December, 18% of the European bloc's crude imports came from America. And that's a big turnaround. Russia was, until recently, the bloc's top supplier of crude, accounting for as much as 31% of total imports. That was until the end of January of last year. The U.S. at that time came in a distant second with a maximum 13% share. And it's not only oil. Natural gas supply has also changed. Norway accounts for the most natural gas shipped into Europe, with now the U.S. at number two. And all of these changes have impacted the Russian economy, which many experts say is now running on fumes. Wall Street couldn't hold it together today, and the major indexes finished the day in the red, but not by much. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude climbed upward again today. We'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, it is never a good day when your company gets sued by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Ask Walmart. CNBC is reporting that the EEOC filed the suit for firing a North Carolina employee with Crohn's disease after allegedly refusing to grant her disability-related leave. The commission alleged that Walmart fired deli worker Adrian Tucker for violating Walmart's attendance policy after 9 unauthorized absences in a period of 6 months. This lawsuit comes months after a judge rejected Walmart's request for a new trial after firing an employee with Down syndrome. Come on, people. You got to learn. You can't be doing stuff like this. The beleaguered theater chain AMC came back into focus as rumors started to circulate that Amazon may be interested in acquiring the company. Market Watch is reporting that AMC stock bounced upward by nearly 13%, as multiple sources close to the discussion said that Amazon is exploring a possible acquisition, although there is no certainty that the retail giant will make an offer. All it takes is just a little good news, right? Well, the markets closed in the red today as investors continue to fret about a host of things, from banking issues to the war in Ukraine to central bank rate fears. So much on their plate, it would seem, is disturbing. Investors also pushed aside the fact that consumers are more confident in the economy. Had that bit of news not happened, perhaps the markets would have closed much lower. The Dow finished the day off by 37 points to close at 32,394, while the Nasdaq slid by 52 points to end the session at 11,716, and the S&P 500 lost 6 points, about what it gained just yesterday, to close at 39.71. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude gained again today, up by 77 cents, to finish at $73.59 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the higher cost of getting to a wedding and buying those gifts for friends and family. Now, if you thought last year's wedding season broke the bank, this year, guests can expect to be, well, this year's going to be exceptionally expensive. Persistent inflation and rising interest rate means guests should expect to shell out about $611 on average per wedding. That's according to Bankrate data. In fact, nearly 18% of attendees say they will take on credit card debt in order to celebrate the nuptials. The study also found people in the Northeast are preparing to fork over the most at $774 per wedding compared to other parts of the U.S. Across generations, 38% of millennials and 37% of Gen Z plan to attend at least one wedding in 2023, with Gen Z taking the cake to spend the most on the wedding season this year at $1,211. Now, the study does say this includes travel. However, that may push the costs even higher, depending on dates of travel and travel distance. And by the way, have fun. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.